You've kind of become prolific over the years for releasing quite a substantial amount of work on Bandcamp, and you've built this kind of bit of a cult following from the start, somehow without any promotion. How do you think that happened for you?
I don't know, to be honest. People kind of ask me about that a lot. I don't really know. I kept doing it. I kept making music kind of consistently. Like, ever since I was like, even before I was putting it on Bandcamp, I would hand out CDs to my friends and stuff in school. It was just a really, really slow build over the years because I had just been doing it so consistently, and then people liked it, I guess, so it worked out.
Yeah, I remember in a Vice documentary last year, you said you prefer to have your music come to people naturally, and that clicked with me personally because I found out about you through like word of mouth, through friends, not social media or anything. Why do you think people are so drawn to you?
If I knew, I'd probably capitalize on it if I knew. I have no idea. I guess because I don't know. I mean, I hope it's just because they like the music. You know, that's all I can think of. Like, I hope it's just because the music interests people.
Honestly, I interview a lot of local artists and I like ask them who they're influenced by, and 8 out of 10 they say Alex G.
Well, that's so crazy. That's so cool to hear.
There's also like a signature Alex G sound. Your new release, Rocket, maybe audiences expected that, but Rocket was a mixed bag full of surprises. What made this album so different from the rest of your work?
The way I work on albums is changing kind of in that, like, when I was younger, I would kind of make an album in one, like, steady chunk of time, maybe over the course of, like, a month or a couple months or something. You know, I would just go home from work or school and then work on the same album every day, whereas with Rocket, for example, I would come home from one tour, work on a couple songs, then go on tour again, and then come back and work on a different couple songs, I think. And, like, just over time, my taste was changing, so I think it was sort of the effect of that, and probably the amount of time I spent on each song was more than the amount of time I'd spent on each song in like previous albums. So, you know, I'd like try and follow each idea through to like its full extent instead of sort of watering down an idea with just other random, like, you know, stuff like a jazzier song with some electric guitar and drums and stuff, and making it sound more just like a indie rock song, which is what I traditionally would do. But with this one, I just decided to go all the way with each idea.
Yeah, that makes sense. And now when I think about Rocket, I can definitely feel that coming through. You were talking about your taste kind of changing. What were you listening to during the process of making this album?
Not really anything, to be honest. Like, I think that's sort of what was going on. It's sort of like all the things that I was interested in, I had sort of listened to too much or got tired of. And so around the time I was making this a Rocket record, I was just sort of like didn't have any interest and was drawing from like kind of like random trains of thought, you know, kind of like that. I wasn't really trying to emulate anything. Well, I mean, I was trying to emulate all kinds of things, but nothing in particular that I was like really moved by. Like, I wasn't trying to emulate like a certain artist that was moving me at the time or something, you know what I mean? Like, which is I think what I used to do, but with this it was just sort of like searching for something like unique or something. I don't really know. I guess I don't. To answer your question though, I didn't really have any. I wasn't listening to anything at the time.
Well, that's cool. Well, somehow you made it work without listening to anything else, really.
Yeah.
I also noticed you have other vocalists on the album, which you haven't really had before. And how come you decided not like to have them rather than singing yourself?
So I use Emily Yacina, who's a friend of mine from growing up. And she sang on Bobby and Alina. And for Bobby, I used her because I knew I wanted it to be kind of like a country duet thing, you know, like kind of like not making fun of that style, but sort of like emulating that style. So I needed a female vocalist. And then for Alina, I knew I wanted the voice to be really androgynous, so I thought I could do that better if me and her sang at the same time, and I sort of mixed it like that.
That's really cool about Alina, because I just, it fully just sounds like one voice to me.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, then I'm glad it worked. And then for Guilty, which is the last song, which has all those vocalists, I wanted it to be like a, I don't know, sound like a weird bar song or something, like a weird kind of like sadistic song, but it sounds like it's being sung in like a bar or a club or something, where it's like a group sing-along thing, you know what I mean? Are you guilty? Are you waiting to be found?
Adapted your name to Sandy Alex G. Can we talk about what Sandy means to you? Because you are sandy.bandcamp.com and it's kind of one of the first songs you put out. What does Sandy mean to you?
Actually, it doesn't really mean much. It's sort of just, I wrote that song before I had the Bandcamp. I made that song and it was just like supposed to be from the perspective of like, you know, this character named Sandy. And then I made the Bandcamp intending to just make only songs from the perspective of this character. But then I just sort of gave up and put all my music on there afterward. But I left the Bandcamp URL with sandy.bandcamp.
Lastly, what can we expect from your live set at Laneway?
It's a little different than the album because I'll like bring the songs to the band who I always have the same band for the live show, and then we work together and try and make the songs work for just the four piece, like the four of us. And so it's sort of like a louder, more minimal version of the album or something like that.
Will there be any old songs?
Yeah, I think we try and play like as much as we can from the whole catalog, so we know like a good chunk from each album, except for the real old ones like Winter and Easy. I just don't really like playing songs from those that much because they're kind of like boring to play, but then the other albums we usually work on and stuff.
I'm super, super excited. Thank you so much for talking to me. It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, thanks. Same here.